the physical act of digging may not be the first image that springs to your mind when you're thinking about how to learn new vocabulary in the English language. But I'd like to challenge you today to make the connection between digging and learning. The process of unearthing everything we can about a new word is part and parcel of understanding that word in a more comprehensive way. I decided to express my thoughts about the importance of digging for meaning today because of something that a student shared with me. She said that she prepared for the reading section of her first IELTS exam by learning a list of 100 academic words given to her by a professor in Iran. She was told that the word list contained the most frequently used vocabulary on the reading section of the exam. If she recognized the words and memorized their meaning, she would do well. Reality, however, taught her a lesson that she would not easily forget. Now, this does not mean that the advice the student received was all bad. In fact, all learners preparing for the IELTS and TOEFL need to expand their repository of academic language. Automatic word recognition is a component of success on the reading section of these types of exams. Think about it this way. If a test taker has never encountered a word, then it becomes increasingly difficult for that test taker to select the correct answer to any given question that includes the unknown word. Strategies can be used to guess the correct answer, but these strategies can be time-consuming. The last thing you want to do is use up all of your energy trying to figure out what a word means. But there's more to this story. Test takers must not forget that there is a large gap between word recognition and text comprehension. It seems to me that the number of words a learner recognizes in a reading may not amount to very much, unless this knowledge is accompanied by a deeper understanding of those words and the connections formed by those words as the test taker reads from sentence to sentence and from paragraph to paragraph. English language learners who want to improve their reading comprehension scores need to move beyond simple word recognition. So how do you learn how to dig deeper? Let's consider the word voracious. Ask yourself the following questions about the word voracious and do your best to answer them, if possible, without help from Google, Siri, or Cortana. Here's the list. Do I know the root of the word voracious? Is there a root in this case? Does the word have different spelling variations? Do I know how to pronounce the word? Do I know the prefixes and suffixes that are attached to that word? Does the meaning change when the prefixes or suffixes are added? Do I know the part of speech of the word? Can I write a sentence with the word that clarifies the meaning for the reader? Do I know the other words that appear with or collocate with the target word? Do I know a synonym and an antonym of that word? Does the word have more than one meaning? Are there any confusing homophones associated with the word? Do I know the contexts in which the word is used? For example, can a reader be voracious? Think about how many questions you were able to answer immediately. Which ones were more difficult? Perhaps the entire activity was difficult for you. If so, then perhaps it's safe to say that your understanding of the word voracious was somewhat superficial. To help you get into the habit of thinking more deeply about the academic words that you encounter as you prepare for the reading component of your exams, I've created a new drag-and-drop game that you can play free of charge on this website. The object of the game is fairly simple. Answer different questions about the same 7 academic words. Simply click on the button to be redirected to the game. And before I forget, I wanted to leave you with one final thought. Getting a respectable score on the reading section of an English exam is not about cramming 50, 75, or 100 words a month into your brain and hoping that they will appear on the examination. It's about understanding how academic vocabulary fits together within sentences and paragraphs to create meaning. It's like pieces of a puzzle fitting together. Building a solid understanding of academic vocabulary, as well as active daily reading and interacting with proven strategies such as prioritizing, skimming, scanning, predicting, connecting, summarizing, paraphrasing, all of these strategies, as well as your readings and your knowledge of academic vocabulary, will move you closer to the scores you're capable of achieving. I hope I've given you something to think about today. Happy gaming and happy learning.